Welcome to your five for today. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is a word for anyone who knows anything about struggles. Jesus says, "Come unto me." This is a word for everyone who is low and carries a heavy burden. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Although some seem to face more troubles than others, I'm sure that we all have our fair share of burdens and difficulties. And what is nothing to one person might be a significant problem for another. For a few moments, I want to consider the reason for our struggles, and then to see that relief and rest from our struggles is available. Ultimately, this problem is as old as humanity itself and can be traced to the moment when sin entered the world. Thorns and thistles began to grow, and to work was added that element of toil. Whilst some may be at the stage where they look forward to rest from a working life, I don't want to put a dampener on things, but when it does come, is likely to have its own difficulties. This is what the psalmist had in mind when he indicated that on the whole, a person's years are 70. If through strength 80 is attained, the best of those years will see labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. The ageing process too is all a consequence and an evidence of sin which is inherited by us all. Then again, there are struggles inflicted upon us by external circumstances in which we have little influence, or situations over which we have no control. There are political and social pressures which all have a way of feeding down through the system and affect us individually. There are family and personal worries that can disturb us from time to time. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Additionally, there are self-inflicted burdens. We all make mistakes of varying degrees which carry a consciousness of guilt resulting from wrong actions, words, and attitudes. These can lead to a downward spiral where one sin leads to another, and there is no escape from its grip. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Another type of self-inflicted burden is the idea that we can somehow make up for our shortcomings and work our way into God's good books by living a regimented, charitable, or religious lifestyle. If we're honest, the cracks show, resulting at times in disappointment with ourselves stemming from a failure to reach those standards. If we don't admit it ourselves, others will soon point it out. This is really just like trying to patch up an old, worn-out coat. The patch advertises the fact that the coat's had it. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Rest is available for our struggles. And for this, Jesus came in human form. As a man, he became acquainted with our struggles himself. He is called a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But he didn't just come to have a familiarity with our burdens. He came that he might bear our sins and carry our sorrows. He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. In dealing with the root problem of all our struggles, he gives relief from all the consequences of sin. He'll lift away our sin burden and raise us from the depths to which it's brought us. He'll relieve us from our inability to overcome our failures. He died to pay the price we could never pay. One day, bodies which in the present experience pain will be changed and there will be an end to suffering. All, if we respond to his invitation, "Come unto me." The hymn writer said, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So, why not come to the cross and come to the Saviour who died to save you? Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Thank you for listening.